popular now. He's currently on a world tour.
Mm.
I mean, thank goodness he did go into singing.
Yeah,
could have been a fisherman.
Could still be catching fish. Well, exactly. We need people to catch fish as well.
Sorry?
We need people to catch fish
we
as well.
We do need yeah. people to catch fish. My dad was in fish. That's still good. Okay, what shall I play next? Shall we do a Tina Turner number? This would be for my Louise and Ellis because she loves Tina Turner. This is Simply the Best. Simply the Best, Tina Turner, 1988, was UK number 5, playing it for my Louise and Ellis. This became Tina's anthem and signature song, but was first recorded by Bonnie Tyler. And it was originally written for Paul Young, but he declined it.
Oh.
Oh, silly Paul.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You should have had that one.
And when I love Paul Young. When Tina first heard Bonnie's version, she asked if she could make a few changes before she recorded it. She felt something was missing. Those changes saw the song go on to become an international hit. And once Tina added it to her concert set list, it remained there for the rest of her career.
Mm, yeah, that's like a that's probably her signature song, really, isn't it?
Should we do some more shout-outs for some fabulous people? I've got Craig Robinson, Glenn Marston, Keith Bishop, David and Sue Hahn, fabulous Nigel Heath, brilliant editor, and lots of mates have sent me things. Anne Hegarty sent a lovely message. Mark Hamill. I'm presuming it's the...
It is the Mark Hamill, yeah.
Andrew Robley, Heather Peace from EastEnders, Freddie Benedict, great singer, Sue Hodge, my mate from LOLO, Stephen Smith, Jeffrey Holland and Judy Buxton, Carol Royal, Sheila Ferguson, the Kim Hartman, Helga, Gary Webster, Rick Wakeman says, so sad for you, Vicky. You're such a loving, caring family. Rachel and I send our love. That was lovely. Thanks, Rick. Scott Wright, Paul Chuckle, Harriet Thorpe, Rosie and Brian, Sue Moxley, Charlie Nathan, Joe Dormer, Rodri Williams, Dan Westwood, Nick Owen, lovely Nick, Anton Benson, Alan Enfield, Kev Johns, Amy Drake, Mike Doyle, Andrew Linford, Dylan Costello, Deborah and David, Harvey and Sharon. Chris Akabusi sent a lovely message because she worked with him because they've got the company together, Trading Faces, so we provide celebrities for after-dinner speaking and everything. And Susie used to employ him, and he sent a lovely message. Also, my mate Carol Harrison, Russ Kane, Dr. Pam Spur, Paul Maxin, Mike Goebel, Mark Blundell, the fabulous racing driver, who's a mate, Anthony Costa from Blue, and lots of mates, lots and lots of mates. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your lovely messages. Have you got some more messages there, Paul?
Yeah, we've got a few people who've sent in messages, so we'll just read them out and say hello to Ian Fellows, Lisa Crazy, Stuart McCrone, Christina Douglas, Marilyn Sanders, Alan Lucas, Emma Murdy, John Dixon, Fuzz, Peter Howard, Malcolm Barnes, Di Turner, Junior Middleton, Nigel Tees, Bob Meister, TK Lee, Catherine, Robbie Edhu, Kate Kilgannon, Ruth Harris, Layla Cat, Val Hunt, Carol Ann B, Will Chitty, Andy Miller, Tara Hughes, Sarah B, John Jafari, Trevor West, Miss Jilly P, Gavin Hogg, Adrian Pacey, Herman, Tom Nestor, William Callahan, John Woodcroft, Shane Collins, Matt Rice, George Darlow, Alan Blakemore, Grant Morris, Sandra Priestley, Martin Quinnell, Mark Hunter, Martin Hollingsworth, Nikki Nicol, Jackie Sando, Karen Chamberlain, John Hastings, Kevin McLennan, Patsy Bruce, David C, Mabel Yorkshire, Susie Jones, Matt Graves and Imran Sulman.
Thank you so much for all your lovely messages. You are fabulous. I mean, I believe that people are just, there are lovely, lovely people out there. Mm. That's what I believe. In fact, I'm going to play I Believe now. Michael Ball and Alfie Bowe.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle blows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. Smallest prayers will touch of leaves.
I believe Michael Ball and Alfie Beau, 2020, and it's from their Christmas album Together at Christmas, and I'm playing it for Alfie Beau's birthday, which was on the 29th of September. Michael and Alfie met while appearing together in the musical Kismet at the London Coliseum in 2007, and they've since toured and performed together on numerous occasions, as well as recording 5 albums together, 3 of which have been hit the number one spots in the charts. I love them together. Yeah, I mean, I love watching them. And Alfie Beau, not a lot of people know this, but he once worked backstage at the Blackpool Opera House as a security guard.
Oh, right.
He's also worked as a body mechanic at the TVR factory in Bishopsham. He loves cooking and once considered becoming a chef. His music career took off after appearing as Jean Valjean in the 25th anniversary performance of Les Mis. And he's also noted for his opera performances, but claims he'd rather sing opera than listen to it. And he's a big fan of Freddie Mercury and The Who. He's currently touring the UK, and he's got an autobiography. Face the Music is out now. Well, thank goodness he didn't end up being a security guard. He's got a great voice.
Yeah,
fabulous. Okay, I'm going to make a comedy number because it was Sophia Loren's birthday last week, and I love this record because it makes me laugh. This is Goodness Gracious Me, Sophia Loren and Peter Sellers.
Oh doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom 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 booty boom booty boom booty boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me.
Fingers?
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom,
booty,
boom, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it's.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My
initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put 2 and 2 together. If you have eyes to see, the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do. Oh, my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious,
how audacious!
Goodness gracious,
how flirtatious!
Goodness gracious,
it is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Goodness gracious me, Sophia Loren and Peter Sellers, 1960. And I'm playing it for Sophia Loren's birthday, which was on the 20th of September. And it also was Peter Sellers' birthday recently on the 8th of September. And what was this song written for? What film?
Oh, I thought we were going to say 20th of September. Any other famous birthdays?
Oh, yeah. What other famous birthdays were the same day as Sophia Loren?
Only me.
That's not bad, having the same birthday as Sophia Loren.
There are so few celebrities who've got my birthday, and I've always known from a very young age that Sophia Loren has got it, and no one else. No one else.
Come to think of it, I'm just looking. Yeah, you could be a bit Sophia Loren.
Yeah, I think we're related. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what was the film?
What was the film they were both in, was it? So yeah. Millionaire-S.
Yeah. Yeah, but the song doesn't actually appear in the film, but they were happy for it to be used to promote the film, and it reached... Do you know what number it reached in the UK?
It was quite high, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Number four, yeah.
Yeah, which is good. And do you know whose idea it was?
I do, actually. This was George Martin.
Just
before we did all the Beatles stuff, because this was 1960, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously, Beatles' first hit was 62. So,
pre the Beatles.
Yeah, so he was involved in a lot of things before
and
the Beatles.
He was behind all Peter Sellers' comedy songs.
Mm.
And isn't she gorgeous, Sophia Loren?
Oh my goodness.
She is beautiful. Mm. So you've got the same birthday.
I have, yeah.
And you're beautiful too.
Thank you.
Okay.
But we've played that one already.
Let's play a Rolling Stones number, shall we? I love this song, Susie Q. Susie Q, the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones recorded this twice, once in 64 and again in 65, but it's never topped the charts. I love it, though. Mm. It's very Rolling Stones, isn't it?
Great song. Very raw.
Yeah, it was Creedence Clearwater Revival's first big hit, but it's been covered by lots of other people. But there's a reminder that the Rolling Stones' new album, Hackney Diamonds, is being released on the 20th of October.
Yeah, not long now. No. 3 weeks.
I hope it's good. I mean, that one was, I think, from one of their original LPs.
Yeah.
With the four of them. I think I've got that at home.
It's called Rolling Stones, or they had a Rolling Stones. I think it's on Rolling Stones number two, I think.
Well, all four of them have got a picture on the front. Yeah, I'm going to check that. Okay, so let's do a Pink number. This is Get the Party Started.
Yeah.
That was Get the Party Started, Pink, 2001, written by Linda Perry, was a UK number two. It was originally written with Madonna in mind, but Pink just happened to call writer Linda Perry the week after the song was finished, telling Perry she was a huge fan, and Perry gave her the track. I'm also playing because my sister Susie loved Pink. Mm. Pink the singer, and the colour Pink. Yeah, she always wore pink. Who else had a hit with this record?
Dame Shirley Bassey.
Correct. Yeah. She's great. And talking of parties, I went to the Inside Soap Awards recently, and that magazine, whenever you try and get it, they sell out. Mm. But it's really, really informative about what's going on, you know, in the world of soaps. The best soap was EastEnders. Best actress, Danielle Harold, who played Lola Pierce. You know, she had the brain tumor, which is what Susie had. But brilliant, brilliant actress. Mm. Also, best actor, James Borthwick, plays Jay Brown in EastEnders. Best young performer, Isabella Brown, plays Lexi Pierce in the EastEnders. She's really good. Mm. She's really good. Superstar of the Year, Max Bowden in EastEnders, plays Ben Mitchell. Best storyline, Loving and Losing Lola, EastEnders. And also, I wanted to give a shout out for the Brain Tumour Research Charity, who contributed so much to the storyline. You know, they made sure that they got it right, and I did some work with them. So you can find out about fundraising events and how to donate online at the www.braintumourresearch.org. Shall we play a mini? I love this mini Ripperton, because she hits so many high notes in this. This is Loving You. was Loving You, Minnie Riperton, 1975, was a UK number two and a USA number one. She came from a musical family. She did music, drama, dance, including ballet at Chicago's Abraham Lincoln Center. She was classically trained as a singer, and she had an incredible 5-octave singing range. She did... Well, I was trying to sing along. We were trying to sing along to that, trying to hit that note.
She has, she sings in what they call the whistle register. It's the highest range of notes that, and very, very few singers can do it, and she's one of them.
I did it. No, and her passion has always been in R&B, soul, and rock. Mm. And early in her singing career, she sang back up for Muddy Waters, Etta James, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, and Stevie Wonder, to name but a few. And it was Stevie Wonder who produced this track for her.
Mm.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like number one.
Real loss, wasn't it? She died very young.
Yeah,
didn't
she did. Bless her. Otherwise, she would have been a huge star now. Should we play a Meat Loaf and Cher number?
Okay.
This is Dead Ringer for Love.
Baby, baby, rock and roll.
That was Dead Ringer for Love, Meatloaf, with Cher, 1981. And it was UK number 5. And I'm playing it for what would have been Meatloaf's birthday on the 27th of September. Cher co-wrote the song but was never credited. What happened there?
She was having a... It was kind of a low profile at the time because I don't think she was recording anything and she might have been writing. And I think the first people knew that she was on the song was when they saw the video, because she was obviously a very big part of the video.
Yeah, yeah.
And then suddenly it's like, wow, that's Cher. What's she doing on the song?
It's a brilliant song. I love it.
It is, yeah.
And Meatloaf, fun facts. His real name is Marvin Lee Aday. Despite his stage name being Meatloaf, he was a vegetarian. Frankie and Benny's Food Chain once asked him to change his name to Vegloaf. He flatly refused, quoting his song, "I would do anything for love, but I won't do that." Do you know what he collected?
No.
Rubber ducks.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
He also became a fan of Hartlepool Football Club, lower league club, because they captured his imagination.
Oh, wow.
Right, and what's happened this week with West Ham?
Oh, well, West Ham won as well. Cheated by Liverpool. We actually won. We beat Sheffield United 2-0.
Are you a happy bunny now, then?
I'm quite happy, yeah, not too bad. Yeah, and West Ham are seventh, which is great. So, yeah, it's good news for West Ham, having a better season, I think.
Yeah, I was watching? Match. Was it with Tottenham Hotspur or something?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
With Liverpool. They beat Liverpool yesterday. Yeah,
wasn't one of those goals a handball?
Yeah, there was a lot of...
I swear to you, I was watching it. I didn't see it back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wasn't watching all of it, but I just happened to have it on. And I went, that was a handball. So, otherwise, it would have been 1-1.
Yeah, they have all this video technology, and they're not using it properly, and it's getting a lot of people
aerated. You could see the guy jumped.
Yeah.
And it was a handball, and it went in. Or was that me imagining it?
No, I think you were right, yeah. But it was difficult for me, because I wanted both teams to lose. One day it will happen. I know it.
Oh, West Ham women are playing Manchester City kickoff today at 3.
Yeah, it's the start of the season today, the Women's League, yeah.
Yeah, and the Lionesses lost their second game under Serena Wiegman this week. Oh, yeah, that was Netherlands.
That's right, yeah.
And are we allowed to play the... the song for John George this week? Are you okay this week?
Yeah, I'm okay.
For those of you who don't know or weren't listening, Paul would not let me play You'll Never Walk Alone because it is a Liverpool song.
Well, West Ham were playing Liverpool at that point in time and West Ham were losing. Yeah, and I wasn't happy.
Oh, he really threw his rattle out of the cake.
Of
the crack.
No, not having that. No, move on.
So this week, I was only playing it because it was Jerry Marsden's birthday.
Poor old Jerry.
Well, should we play it now?
Okay,
this is You'll Never Walk Alone, Jerry and the Pacemakers.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. The end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song. I
was You'll Never Walk Alone, Gerry and the Pacemakers, 1963. It was UK number one, and it's probably really well known as a Liverpool football club anthem. The story goes, Gerry Marsden, who was a major Liverpool fan, was travelling to a game with the team on their coach one day and presented their then manager, Bill Shankly, with a copy of this track. The local press on the coach leaked the story that it was to be the club song. It wasn't originally the intention, but Shankly loved it, and the team ultimately sang it with Gerry and the Pacemakers on the Ed Sullivan Show. The rest is history. But you've also said it's someone else's.
It's, Celtic fans have adopted it as a song as well. And I've been to Celtic a couple of times, actually. And they sing it just as loudly as the Liverpool fans do, actually. And they treat it like their own song as well. I don't know whether Celtic and Liverpool have got some kind of affinity between them, because they're both kind of like Irish clubs. Almost,
oh, right,
aren't
okay.
They? So, so there might be a bit of that going
so
on.
Two of them sharing it. It's a great song. Anyway, so what shall I play? I don't want you to crumble after that.
Okay.
I'm going to play a Tom Jones. This was Tom Jones Live. And I was listening. I just happened to come across it. And just, he has the most amazing voice. This is I Won't Crumble If You Fall, Tom Jones.
Yeah, I will wake in the morning if you call. I'll stand beside you as long I will hold back the evening of your sun, but I won't crumble with you if you fall. Come walk with me and hold to my hand. Touch me, let me know I'm here by myself. Stretch my night dreams into my day. Stop short of falling apart if I go down. I will wake in the morning if you call. I'll stand beside you as long as I can. I will hold back the evening of your sun, but I won't crumble with you if you fall.
That was I Won't Crumble If You Fall, Tom Jones. It was live on 2022 on The Voice. And this version was an impromptu request by the audience during a discussion on The Voice as to what what they would all sing if they were auditioning on the programme. And they were all coming up with different songs. And then Sir Tom was asked what he'd sing. And the audience said, sing for us, sing for us. So he didn't have a choice, but sang that live. What an amazing voice.
Yeah, amazing. For you know, I was going to say, for his age, which is a terrible thing, because like us, he's only 35.
No, but just in general, even without his age, he's always had the most amazing voice, I think. And to just sing that cold, and he wasn't prepared at all.
Yeah, that's and true. Yeah, no warm-up or anything.
Just beautiful. So, you know, I just saw it on, I can't remember, Twitter or something, and him singing it. I thought it was brilliant. So, anyway, we love Tom Jones. Mm-hmm. I love him when he dances. But that was a beautiful, beautiful song. Should we play a Linda Lewis number? Okay. Now, this is one I don't really know, but I quite liked it when I played it. This is Sideways Shuffle.
Shake up, be a thing.
Sideways Shuffle, Linda Lewis, 1974, written by Linda Lewis, was UK number 58, and I'm playing it for what would have been Linda Lewis's birthday, the 27th of September. She was born in the Docklands area of London. She was, well, we...
That was Essex then,
Essex.
Yeah, Newham.
Yeah, it was Essex.
Newham, yeah.
Yeah, and she was referred to as the Cockney Jamaican Gracie Fields. She could hit those high notes.
She could, yeah.
Yeah,
there's
been a bit of mini Ripperton going on there. Mm. She went to stage school. She was a film extra in The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night. And during her singing career, she sang backing vocals for David Bowie, Cat Stevens, Rick Wakeman, Rod Stewart, Joan Armatrading, and Jamiroquai. And she passed away at her home this year in Waltham Abbey. What was her other, like, really good songs? That was the Rock-a-Doodle-Doo and
Shoop Shoop song.
Shoop Shoop song. Yeah. Yeah, she was a great singer.
Mm.
And an Essex girl. There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, this is a great singer. This is one of my mum's favourites. So this is Johnny Mathis singing Misty.
Helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love.
But I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
That was Misty, Johnny Mathis. It was a UK number 12, playing it for Johnny Mathis's birthday, which was on the 30th of September. It was one of my mum's favourite songs. It was written as an instrumental piece, and lyrics were added later the same year. Johnny had no intention of recording the song when he did. He heard the piece as an instrumental and told Errol Garner he'd record it if lyrics were added, secretly hoping he'd forget, but he didn't. And it became one of Johnny's biggest hits. And I've got some more shout-outs just before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so we've got Anita Graham, The Dream Factory, Francois Pascal, Martin Bell, Dawn Avery, Babs Bruce, Roy Gould, Rob Harvey, Carol Walker, Luke Doonan, Paul Lavers, Mitch Jenkins, Donna Reed, Kaz Burnett, Keith Avery, Mary Lane, Susanna Rickman, Hazel Gibb, Gino Giappetta, Donna Taylor, John Morby, Zoe Wainwright, Ben Stocks, Susan Castle-Smith, Avril Gaynor, Taryn Kay, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Barry Coase, Scott St. Martin, Billy Murray, Colin 2401, Michael Byrne, Lockie BCFC, Michelle Ward, one of yours, Michael Ross, and Michael Byrne. Thank you so much for your lovely messages. Now, what were we going to play? The Jimmy Ruffin one next.
Well, we were going to play.
Yeah, we can play that. Have we got enough time?
We've got enough time.
Yeah. What becomes of the broken-hearted Jimmy Ruffin?
Land of broken
That was What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, Jimmy Ruffin, 1966. Written by Jimmy Dean, Paul Reiser and William Witherspoon. It was UK number 10. And number 4, when re-released in 1974. Beautiful song, that, isn't it? You know, the song was actually the first choice as the theme to the film Bodyguard. But as it had been used for Fried Green Tomatoes... You remember that film?
That was a long time ago, though, wasn't it?
Earlier in the year, yeah. Producers thought better of it and chose the Dolly Parton song "I Will Always Love You" for that instead. Well, is that it?
I think so.
Have we come
to
the end?
That's it. That's it.
Oh my goodness! Time has just gone so quick this week. And thank you to everyone for listening, and thank you for all your lovely, lovely messages. You've been listening to Vix Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Paul Golder. Thanks for twiddling the flashy knobs, Paul. And to Nikki for helping with the research, and to all you fabulous people for listening. Next up is the fabulous Claire Javot with the Arts Programme. And this week she'll be chatting to singer-songwriter Anna Pancaldi. So, I'm leaving you with one last song, which is a gorgeous one by Gloria Gaynor. This is Never Can Say Goodbye.
To do this Sunday, check out Nigel Fitzmaurice on Phoenix FM every Sunday night from 6 till 8. If you love old school soul, you're gonna love Nigel. 6 till 8 every Sunday night, only on Phoenix FM.
Join me, Zampi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Melon Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
My Mikey's Breakfast.
I told you this last week, I'm having problems with a lead. Plugs into my iPhone. Do you know, they start working, don't they? They work lovely. Every time we plug it in, it charges, lovely. And then all of a sudden, plug it in, nothing. Take the lead out, have a look at the lead, everything's fine. You plug it in, it starts working. Oh, lovely. Got there in the end, lovely. And then the next time you plug it in, don't work. Then it works, then it don't work. Then you have to turn it around. As if that's going to make a difference. I'll turn it around. That'll make a difference. I'll plug it in again. And it starts working.
On the hour, across Stroke and Billerick. This is Phoenix FM. News.